VentureCast.
Question for you. Can resilient salespeople maintain control of the situation? Can they think of new ways to tackle problems? I have answers to these questions and more in this podcast on Sales is Easy podcast channel. And welcome to Sales is Easy channel. This is a place where we demystify and try to simplify sales process to make sales truly easy for you as a listener, for anybody who is in sales. My name is Alan Meyer. I'm your host. I've been 29 years now in sales and last 15 delivering sales trainings all around the world in all six continents, 42 different countries. And most important thing is this is all practical stuff. Things that I share here are practical in terms you can use them tomorrow. But before I dive into this topic, a little introduction to resiliency. There are many sales trainings out there that cover all the nuances of cold calling, lead generation, prospecting, and I've been there on that side of the table, delivering trainings on that, and handling objections, and how to fill your pipeline, etc., etc., etc. But there is not enough training out there to help salespeople learn the importance of sales resilience, how to build a resiliency, why resilience is the cornerstone of a personal power when selling, how to develop empathy skills, a mental toughness in a nutshell for salespeople, how to actually get out of a comfort zone and make the sales. And I just named the last 7 or 8 podcasts on this podcast. They are covering all of these and other topics. So check it out. Check the previous podcast. There is a big podcast on connection between problem-solving skills and resilience, patience and resilience. One that people love a lot is 10 Sales Resilience Power Words. I got good reviews on that one. But all in all, it's very important that salespeople constantly work on their sales resilience. Why I'm saying this? Well, basically, when I started 29 years ago selling bulldozers and excavators in Europe, I wish I had training like that, so I would not hit the wall regularly, and I would actually have a good answer from my manager who told me then, just keep on dialing, keep on doing the same thing, and it's a numbers game. No, it's not a numbers game. It's important to understand what is not working and how to change it. And it's important to maintain your mental toughness when the adversity hits, so you're not giving up too easily, too fast, and then your competitors are walking, dancing in and taking your deals away from you. So in today's topic, I will talk about resilient salespeople, how they can maintain control of a situation and think of new ways to tackle problems. Please subscribe to this podcast because there are lots of good stuff coming in the upcoming weeks on this topic. Let's dive in. So if you're in sales longer than 3 months, then you've already been in a stressful situation. You, me, everybody in sales, we experience stressful situations. But whether a difficult situation affects you personally, or maybe it's a group of colleagues, a group of people you're involved with, being resilient means you can maintain control and think of new ways to tackle problems that your customers throw at you. Resilient salespeople adapt quickly to changes and use their skills to recover from sales difficulties. Crisis and emergency managers have defined the skills needed to take control of any situation, to find solutions and overcome obstacles. So let's transfer this knowledge into the sales arena. I'll name 7 important points or actually ways how to handle situation, and then I'll go through all 7 of them. Optimism about the opportunity for change. Commitment. Personal and collective goals. Support of others. Past successes and past failures. Action. And the last one that I rarely see with salespeople, patience. So let's start with the first one. Optimism about the opportunity for change. What I mean by that is resilient salespeople don't see difficult situations as entirely negative. Instead, they're optimistic about the opportunity for change the difficult situations provide. If customers throw something new at you, there's opportunity to learn how they process information, how they make decisions, how they actually think in the first place. And resilient salespeople know that both personal and professional obstacles can be overcome by learning and growing. Yes, growth mindset is important. I had podcasts on that topic as well. Resilient salespeople maintain control of a situation because they welcome the opportunity that change presents, which means they will not ask customers, okay, throw another obstacle at me, let's see if I can handle that one. No. But when unexpected situation arises, you know, let's see if there is opportunity to learn something. And they control their response to this kind of sales challenges. So they try to control it. Second point is all about commitment. When salesperson is optimistic, they are more willing to stay committed to overcoming the sales obstacle. Resilient salespeople don't give up quickly, so they maintain control when they face a problem with their customers. They don't allow a situation to get the better of them or sidetrack them away from their goal, from closing the deal. You know, salespeople, we like to chase low-hanging fruits. That's all fun. But after you pick up all the low-hanging fruits, then what? Next point is personal and collective goals. Resilient salesperson has developed their own personal goals to help them recover from setbacks and keep moving towards success. Yes, in sales we have KPIs, we have quotas, we have things how we are measured and the success of our job. But when you develop your own personal goals, then it can help you tremendously recover from setbacks. Big picture, right? Now, resilient salespeople, because they are committed to their goals, they maintain control in difficult situations and keep thinking of new ways to tackle problems at hand. In a difficult sales situation that involves a group of people on the customer side or even on your side, resilient salesperson quickly includes others and forms collective goals with the group, try to put the heads together and really have the same message when they face the customer. If you work in a different silos within your team, it's extremely hard to do that. I work with one account of mine and they work in different silos and it's extremely hard to put the heads together. So, but if you're a resilient salesperson, it's your job basically to do this, to include others and really create a goal for everybody, for the group, in this case, to close the deal with that big account, right? But if you're on, we are on all on the same track, it is much easy to do that. Next point is support of others. The support of other members of your group is a key to maintain control of a situation and helping everyone think of new ways to tackle problems with this account, with this customer, with this CFO who is just suddenly start changing tune. Resilient salesperson must offer a group goal that benefits everybody in the group. As a group, as a company, as a team, doesn't matter. But also provide a way for everyone to participate, to be an important part of the project. When challenge is personal, resilient salespeople enlist the support of others in their group, in their team, managers, leadership, whoever it is, to help them guide, train, and mentor them as needed. They're not afraid to ask for help. You are not an isolated island out there, right? Resilient salespeople understand that others can help them learn and grow. That's why we have leaders, right? Turn to your leaders, to your managers. If you get no support from them, then something is really not working well within your company. But that's another story. Another point is past success and failures. Resilient salespeople learn from their previous successes and also from their prior failures. My kids actually have the book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. I actually think every salesperson should have this book on their desk simply because I witnessed and I managed in my sales management career, I managed sales guys who never learn anything. They make always the same mistake, same script, same words they are using, and they are surprised they are not closing more deals. Guess what? You need to learn from your failures as well. So by understanding yourself better, you should use this knowledge to think of new ways to attack the problems, attack the adversity in front of you. Because resilient salespeople believe that even failures can teach a nice, good lesson. So they are not afraid to try new ways to overcome sales obstacles. You're losing the client. What's the worst thing could happen? You cannot lose them twice, right? But you can try new things and maybe you'll be surprised, you know, to learn something about yourself and about your customer situation. And maybe there is opportunity to keep the foot in the door. But resilient salespeople also use the knowledge they gain from previous successes to guide their decisions. This is easy to understand, right? Resilient salespeople maintain control of a situation when they are prepared to work through new ideas and new suggestions on how to succeed. Two more points. Next one is action. Yes, action. Action without a plan can cause a salesperson to lose control of the situation. And a head manager who told me just dial for dollars, right? Pick up the phone. Yes, but I didn't have a good plan there. I did not understand. I was junior sales guy then. But still, I didn't feel like I have any control over the situation. So if you develop your resiliency, then you can use your knowledge and your skills to think of new ways to tackle the adversity at hand and create a plan for success with this specific customer of yours. Resilient salespeople feel prepared to put their plan into action because they know they can keep trying and keep trying and keep trying until they succeed. Without action, salesperson would never attempt to solve a problem or learn what works and what doesn't work. I mean, we have to be in sales. We have to be proactive. Nothing will happen until we pick up the phone, right? Action is a paramount thing. But action without a plan, you know where it leads, right? And the last point that I was laughing at the beginning, I'm still laughing at it. And I wish actually I should create a training on this one. Patience for salespeople. Patience for salespeople 101. Resilience in sales requires patience. And instead of blindly trying to attack a problem, attack the adversity at hand, resilient salespeople take the time to work through problems and try new solutions. When something doesn't go right, they will not put the label, like one colleague of mine who always said, oh, they're not buying, they're idiots, right? Right? If something doesn't go your way, then it's easy to blame somebody else. But if you develop your resilience when something doesn't go right, doesn't go as you planned, then simply don't give up or assume that you cannot succeed. Oh, like words I heard from people I manage were, oh, they will never buy, they are always like that. And this is attaching permanence to situation. It's not permanent. It's temporary, right? They are not buying today. Let's see what we can do about it. So patience in sales allows resilient salespeople to maintain control over themselves because they believe deep down within themselves they will find the answer. Let me repeat this. Patience, salespeople who are patient, salespeople who are resilient, they develop the patience to be able to maintain control because they believe they will find the answer. Okay, so to summarize, so there are 7 skills that you need to take control of a situation, to find solutions and overcome sales obstacles. And I cover all of them in this podcast. Optimism about the opportunity for change, your commitment, your personal and collective goals, support of others to support you or you support them, learning from past successes and failures, action and patience. Let me know in the comments or in an email or a contact form or on LinkedIn as well, which one you feel you should develop first. I know the answer. I already actually did a partially this topic in one training session. But surprise me. Let me know which one you see as the one that you should work on more and more. And pick one. If you feel like one, it's not up to... Like, you know, if all of them are between 5 and 7 or 8 or 9, which one is the lowest? And attack that one and try working on that one first. And then see how it goes and see if you develop your resilience and actually improve your sales resilience. So, but to summarize this podcast, maintaining control of a sales situation and thinking of new ways to tackle problems and tackle adversities in sales are part of resilience. Resilient salespeople see optimism in change. They are committed to their goals and they build support for themselves and with others. By using the knowledge gained from past successes, but also from past failures to take action, resilient salespeople allow themselves the time and they maintain the patience to succeed in their sales job. I hope this makes sense to you, but let me know what you think. And also, please subscribe to this podcast because we'll bring more good materials on resilience and mental toughness and grit for salespeople. And let me know what are your questions regarding resilience and what do you do on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, to develop your resilience further. I'd be more than happy to hear your comments and your feedback. Thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer for a podcast, The Sales is Easy Place, where we demystify sales process. Thank you for listening and happy, happy selling.
I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electrocast. Electric acid.